The statue of Confucius is one of the most frequently visited landmarks in Chinatown. This 15-foot bronze statue of the famous Chinese philosopher was sculpted by Liu Qi and presented to the city by the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association as a token of appreciation to mark the U.S. bicentennial in 1976. The base of the statue is inscribed with the philosopher's vision for a society in great harmony. From here, look across Bowery to the old abandoned-looking house at the corner of Bowery and Pell Streets. This is the city's oldest surviving brick townhouse, built in 1785, shortly after the British evacuated New York and before George Washington became president of the new republic. This was once the home of Edward Mooney, a well-to-do breeder of racehorses and a wholesale butcher, a trade associated with many of the area's early buildings. The architecture contains elements of both pre-revolutionary Georgian and the incoming federal style, reflecting the emergence of America from English colony to new republic. The building has a colorful history. In the early 1900s, this was Barney Flynn's saloon, hangout of pugilists and base of operations for Chuck Connors, the strutting, self-described white mayor of Chinatown, whose slumming trades included stage-to-shock visits to roughneck bars and opium dens. It was Connors who got former Bowery newsboy Izzy Baleen his singing waiter job at the Pelham Café at 12 Pell Street, where he wrote his first song and changed his name to Irving Berlin. He later wrote White Christmas and God Bless America. Now, starting from the statue of Confucius, we will go across Bowery to the other side of the street, where Bowery intersects with Doyer Street. After crossing Bowery, we're going to head due south for one block to where Bowery intersects with Mott Street, where we will view an interesting collection of concrete buildings. Take a look down Doyer Street as you pass by. The unexpected sharp turn midway down this block-long street was, at one time, known as the Bloody Angle for the gang wars fought here between 1880 and 1926 by the An Liang Tong and the Hip Sing Tong, who were rival factions for control of Chinatown. The Tong Wars were mainly about money, influence, and power, in particular for control of local gambling and opium trafficking, and they were also about saving face when offended. The wars were fought with knives, handguns, and bombs, and a lot of people died. You'll have to picture in your mind how this alley might have looked back then, because today it's a peaceful little lane lined with a post office, tea parlors, hair salons, and chop joints.